Our show is supported by Be My Guest with Ina Garten, Ina's official podcast from Food Network, back for its fourth season. On every episode, Ina invites a different friend to her home in the Hamptons to talk about life, love, and career, all while cooking up an amazing meal. Join Ina as she crafts a classic cocktail with journalist Frank Bruni and discusses the ins and outs of Yorkshire pudding with actress Emily Mortimer. If you're looking for great conversations about and over good food, tune in to Be My Guest with Ina Garten. Listen to Be My Guest with Ina Garten wherever you get your podcasts. Hey, it's Francis Lamb, and this is Weeknight Kitchen with Melissa Clark. If this is your first time with us, Weeknight Kitchen is a new podcast from The Splendid Table that brings you straight into the kitchen of New York Times food writer Melissa Clark. In every episode, you're attached to Melissa at the hip as she works through one of her favorite weeknight recipes and teaches us some great cooking insights along the way. This is just one episode of Weeknight Kitchen, and you can get plenty more by subscribing to the Weeknight Kitchen feed in your favorite podcast app. Just search for Weeknight Kitchen and hit the subscribe button. And like I said, Melissa actually makes her living writing about food, but just like anyone else, sometimes she just needs to cook for her mom.
Mom?
Yes.
Hi.
Hi.
So listen, I was thinking of making you some rice pudding and bringing it over the weekend. What do you think?
Oh, I love rice pudding. That would be wonderful.
Okay, good. So I was just going to do the regular rice pudding that I usually do, the lemon rice pudding with the vanilla. Is that the one you like?
I like that one, and I also like it with cinnamon and nutmeg and, you know, a variety of things.
Okay. I remember you were telling me that Aunt Sophie used to make the rice pudding.
Well, Aunt Sophie knew that that was my favorite dessert, and she was wonderful about it. She would serve it up in a great big cut glass bowl. She had beautiful bowls, and it would look so elegant and, you know, be sprinkled on the top with a little of either cinnamon or some other kind of little spice. And you know what Aunt Sophie did that was so nice? She, when she broke up her house and was trying to give things away, she gave me that bowl.
She did?
So she knew that I really liked her rice pudding.
Aww.
She was really one of my favorite aunts. In fact, I'd say she was the favorite aunt on that side of the family.
Do you still have the bowl?
Oh, yes.
Okay, so I'm going to bring over the rice pudding. You're going to break out the bowl, and we'll, you know, have a little rice pudding toast to Aunt Sophie.
I think that would be wonderful to do that.
So, as you heard, I am going to make rice pudding to bring to my mom's over the weekend. And at her request, I'm going to make my recipe for lemon vanilla rice pudding with whipped cream. And here's the thing. I'm going to do it in the Instant Pot because rice pudding in the Instant Pot is so much easier than rice pudding on the stove. I can just set it. I can forget it. I can walk away. I can just do it much faster. And I really love the results, too, because the rice cooks evenly and I don't have to stir it. So I'm going to get to the whole electric pressure cooker, Instant Pot thing in a few minutes, but I want to get started with the recipe. I want to get it going so that then I can talk to you about electric pressure cookers. So the first thing that I'm going to do is I'm going to put all my ingredients right into the bowl of the Instant Pot, into the insert. First thing I'm going to put in is my rice, and I'm using arborio rice, but you can use any short grain rice, carnarole, sushi rice, or just the stuff that's labeled short grain rice. Make sure to use white rice here because brown rice takes a lot longer to cook, and that's just a whole other recipe. Now I've got my milk, and definitely use whole milk. Whole milk is richer. You could get away with 2%, but don't use skim milk because you know what? This is dessert, and skim milk is not going to give you that lush texture that you want in a pudding. Now you want to add sugar. I like to use, I like it not too sweet. So I'm using 1/3 cup. If you like it a little sweeter, use a little more. Or if you want it to be really not so sweet, you can use less. Do it to taste. Rice pudding is forgiving. And then my cinnamon stick. You heard my mom. She wants cinnamon. And then lemon zest, grated lemon zest. And then always a pinch of salt. And then the last thing is my vanilla. You could use vanilla extract. I'm going to be fancy and use a vanilla bean. And that just gives it the best, roundest vanilla flavor. And I happen to have a bunch of vanilla beans. So, you know, if you're not going to make rice pudding with a vanilla bean for your mom, when are you going to use your vanilla beans, right? Like, this is the time to break out the good stuff. That goes right in. All right. And then just going to give it a little stir. And then I'm going to put the top on and I'm going to press go. This is going to cook in 4 minutes. It's so fast. And we're going to be back in a minute.
All right, hang on. Melissa will be right back with that vanilla bean.
Our show is supported by Be My Guest with Ina Garten, Ina's official podcast from Food Network, back for its fourth season. In every episode, Ina invites a different friend to her home to talk about life, love, and career, all while cooking an amazing meal. Listen as Ina does what she does best, make good conversation and delicious food, while making it sound fun and easy. This season, Ina dives into conversation with astronaut and colonel Nicole Mann. As Ina teaches Nicole how to make seared scallops with celery root puree, they talk about everything from family to what foods Nicole really craves when she's in space. And listen in as Ina and Pulitzer Prize-winning writer David Remnick talk about music lessons and the value of developing language skills before joining their spouses for a lively conversation over a comforting dish of chicken parmesan. If you love a good chat over a great meal, you'll love Be My Guest with Ina Garten. Listen to Be My Guest with Ina Garten wherever you get your podcasts.
I want to tell you about a new podcast called Amuse News. Publishing multiple days a week, Amuse News is your source for food news, interviews from around the food world, and more. On the show, we'll be engaging with food storytellers, from chefs to advocates to people working in the field, and many more. Find Amuse News wherever you get your podcasts. Amuse News is a destination for everyone who's looking for a new, insightful look into the world of food.
Okay, so let's get back to Melissa.
And before I release the steam on the Instant Pot, I just want to talk a minute about the Instant Pot, because people are worried, you know, people who are not already in love with their Instant Pots are hesitant and they're worried about them. And I just want to reassure everyone. So the Instant Pot is, it's a pressure cooker, just like the old-fashioned pressure cookers that you have on the stove, except that instead of being a stovetop model, it's electric, which means it's all automated. You know, with a traditional model, with a stovetop model, it was up to the cook to make sure it didn't explode. It was actually on you. You would have to look at the little valve and you would see that it start, if it was overpressurizing, it would start to shake and it would start to rattle, and then that would be your cue to turn it down. So what if you weren't in the room? What if you missed it? What if you fell asleep while your beans were on? That's when it exploded. Not so with this electric model, because it's all of the safety valves, or the safety precautions, are built into the machine. So when if it senses it overheating or overpressurizing, and there's like a million different sensors in it, it turns itself off. So it will never explode on you. I promise. So this has been sitting for 10 minutes. It cooked for 4 minutes. It's been sitting for 10. And now the sitting is just as important as the cooking, because it's when the Instant Pot, although it's no longer building pressure, it's still, the rice is still remaining in the heated chamber and it finishes the cooking. So if a recipe says to let it sit for 10 or 15 minutes before you release the pressure, that's an important part of it. But anyway, this has done that, and now I'm going to release the pressure. And there we go. And it is ready. So what I need to do is, well, first of all, you could eat rice pudding just like that. It really doesn't need anything else. Just could give it a little bit of a stir. And it would be, you just throw it in the fridge and it would be perfectly fine. It would be a very loose rice pudding. But I'm going to thicken it up with a little bit of egg. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to separate 2 eggs. I have a jar right here in front of me that has egg whites, and I keep this egg white jar in the fridge, and anytime I need an egg white, it's right there. Now, you're probably thinking, well, what do you do with all those egg whites? I slip them in my daughter's smoothie. I buy really good eggs. I get them from a CSA, so I know they're good, and then it's a little bit of extra protein in her smoothie. If I had a dog or a cat, I would, you know, I'd also feed it to them. So always save your egg whites. Or you could also freeze them, and then when that angel food cake craving comes, you have your egg whites and you're in good shape. I am going to use my very clean hands to separate the eggs. So I crack, and then I let it slide into my hands between my fingers. The egg white slides into the jar. Come on, egg white. Come on. You can pass it back and forth. This is a very fresh egg, so it's clingy. And then the yolk I'm putting into a bowl with some heavy cream, and I'm going to whisk it together. So two eggs for this, two egg yolks. There it goes. The fresher your eggs, the thicker the whites are. They thin out as they get older. So if your white does not easily come away from the yolk, it's actually a good sign. Okay, now let me go wash my hands because they're all eggy. So I've put the egg yolks, two egg yolks in with some heavy cream, and I'm just gonna whisk everything together until it's smooth. I actually added the egg straight to the measuring cup where I measured the cream. No point in dirtying a bowl, right? And now I'm gonna whisk this right into the Instant Pot with the hot milk and rice. And the heat of the residual heat from the pot is gonna cook the egg. That's all whisked. And now I'm gonna add my raisins. And same thing, the residual heat is gonna soften the raisins. Cause you know how raisins can be kind of hard? Well, these are anyway. But this is gonna soften and plump them up. And then that's it. I'm gonna let this cool completely. Then I'm gonna cover it, the whole thing with plastic wrap, put it in the fridge, and let it chill. I mean, I could actually eat this warm. It's delicious warm, but I'm gonna save it for my mom. And if I start tasting it now, it will never make it to her. And so I wanna make sure she gets enough. So I'm gonna put it away, and then this weekend, it's gonna be there for me. And I'm gonna sprinkle cinnamon on the top. I'm gonna add some whipped cream, and my mom's gonna put it in her big fancy glass bowl that she got from her Aunt Sophia. I will talk to you next week. Bye.
Melissa Clark is a New York Times food columnist and author of Dinner Changing the Game. You can find that recipe for lemon vanilla rice pudding at weeknightkitchen.org. And next week, Melissa has a recipe designed for your Thanksgiving table. Her scalloped potato skillet gratin with Gruyere, leeks, and black pepper. That is so many words, but all of them are good. I'm Francis Lamb. Thanks for listening.
All over the country,
we need to improve reading in Wisconsin.
Schools are changing the way they teach reading.
I'm calling for a renewed focus on literacy.
We have gotten this wrong in New York and all across the nation.
And it's happening because of a podcast.
I think your podcast has changed my life.
And I'm going to share this podcast with everyone I meet.
Sold a Story investigates how teaching kids to read went wrong. New episodes of Sold a Story are available now.